Steve Gurr. I am America's voice, fierce and fearless. Here to tell you the truth. I mean, let's be honest. Somebody has got to do this. I'm the guy standing in there. So let's get rolling with three big things you need to know right now. Number three, the search for Brian Laundrie intensifying now that the death of Gabby Petito has been ruled a homicide. Gabby's body recovered Sunday in Wyoming. Her fiancé missing from his Florida home. On the run, manhunt is underway. Number two, Democrats trying to curb presidential power, including legislation that would restrict how and to who a president could give a pardon, which, of course, is unconstitutional. But, hell, they don't care. Better than the border crisis to talk about. And number one, it's also better than the lingering disaster that is Afghanistan. The American people have lost all faith in this president on the matter of America's longest war and several other topics now. But pulling out and leaving Americans behind in a disgusting cut-and-run disaster, well, that doesn't go well. The polling is now so bad, Democrats fear anything they thought might still be able to get through Congress is sinking fast. That's because even Democrats know Joe Biden is not up for the job of being commander-in-chief. And General Mark Milley has been involved in several high-profile political disasters as well over the past few days, and that has many on the left on the run. On the run, for sure, the fear of the Biden administration piling up. Democrat Senator Tom Carper, he is the last Vietnam veteran in the United States Senate. And he says he is shocked by what he saw in Afghanistan. Listen to this.
The last Vietnam veteran serving in the United States Senate, I remember full well our withdrawal from Vietnam. I remember watching on television as American helicopters rose from the ground in Saigon, and attached to them all over those helicopters were Vietnamese people trying to get out of that country. I remember watching those helicopters rise into the sky and people fall off of those helicopters to their death. And as I watched our withdrawal and the effort to try to get 125,000 people out of Afghanistan a month or so ago, I was reminded of what happened in Vietnam, I think in 1974.
Senior senator from the state of Delaware now, having replaced Joe Biden as the senior senator there. Pretty remarkable, to say the least, watching all of that. On General Mark Milley, on that topic, former President Donald Trump told me Friday during our long conversation there were warning signs of him not being a serious figure, that he was a problem and dangerous, and that caused problems in Afghanistan and so many other places. Listen to this. General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs, accused in a new book from Bob Woodward, a guy you've known for a long time, Bob Woodward, of working behind your back, demanding allegiance to him on military matters during a secret meeting at the Pentagon, and if true, undermining you, the duly elected commander-in-chief. It is something that I have never heard such a thing in American history, not with any other chief of staff for the Joint Chiefs or in a president. What do you think of that?
Well, I realized a long time ago, and it had to do with the march down to the church, you know, when they burned down the church and Milley was trying to be so defensive of the people that burned it down. This church was built along with the White House. You know, this was serious stuff, and it was still smoldering. And I watched the way he handled the people, and they were really terrorists. You know, they were coddled all over the place, but they were terrorists, and, you know, they didn't handle the people from January 6th that way, I can tell you. I mean, literally, we're walking down, and these flames are just put out, I guess, 24 hours before. There's smoke coming out of the basement of the church. But I watched the way he handled that horrible event and the way he pandered to the press and the way he choked. He was choking in front of the press. And after that, I must tell you, I didn't pay much attention to him. I thought he was a nut job and a bad general. But when you look at what he did with Afghanistan, where he took the soldiers out first.
Sure.
The soldiers go out last. First, you take the American citizens out. You take others out that you think are appropriately, you know, taken out. You bring out whether it's the translators or others that we've heard so much about. I mean, they just threw thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands of people in airplanes and got them out. And we have no idea. I guarantee you got some real bad ones in there, real bad ones. They didn't do any vetting. They still haven't vetted most of them. But when I looked at the way he did that, and then to lose $85 billion worth of the best equipment on Earth.
There you have it. That's part of the conversation I had with President Donald Trump here just a couple of days ago. If you missed it for any reason, It's a long, wide-ranging interview covering not only Afghanistan, but the border, the pandemic, the economy, Joe Biden, and running again in 2024. Will he? We do ask the question. I do. You can go to stevegruber.com. Go to the podcasts. You can listen to the interview in its entirety, uninterrupted. That'll make you happy. You can share it with your kids and grandkids, or just sit around and listen to it over and over and over again. Anyhow, stevegruber.com. The interview with the president, Donald Trump, again. That's at stevegruber.com. You can also go to Podbean. Now, let's switch back to the border, because here is some disturbing news. Disturbing news because it underlines and emphasizes again that you're being lied to by this administration. And how important is that? Well, I think it's pretty important when you consider what's going on at the southern border currently. The Associated Press reporting this. Here's the headline. Thousands of Haitian migrants camped in Texas town being let into U.S. Despite the Biden administration claiming Haitians camped in a Texas border town faced expulsion, thousands are being let into the United States, according to the Associated Press. The AP is so far left, they don't even see to the right. And this is their headline. We're being lied to. The Homeland Security Department has been busing Haitians from Del Rio to El Paso, Laredo, and Rio Grande. Flights to Tucson, 15,000 or more were gathered there on that bridge, under that bridge in Del Rio. About 500 have been sent back to Haiti. That's it. So the Associated Press now admitting to the world that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and Jen Psaki and all of them, Alejandro Mayorkas, they're all lying. Every single one of them. Meanwhile, Texas Governor Greg Abbott says Texas has all done playing around. They will not allow any more caravans of illegals into Canada, the state. Go to bite number 7, if we could, please, because Greg Abbott says no more. Listen.
There have been reports for a while now about other groups like this that could be coming from other countries. And that's exactly why we are here, because we want anybody who's thinking about coming to Texas, whether it be from Colombia or any other country, that Texas is going to be responding. We have the law enforcement, we have the funding, we have the strategies, whether it be here in Del Rio or any other location on the Texas border. If you are targeting Texas to come to, we're going to show up in force and shut down the border. We're not going to allow the disaster that we saw here in Del Rio to be replicated by additional caravans coming from wherever they may come from.
No more additional caravans. We're going to shut it down completely. That's the way it is. That's the way it is. But this is the biggest problem facing this White House today. That, plus the fact during a press event yesterday, the handlers for Joe Biden shouted down any American press questions after British Prime Minister Boris Johnson had answered three questions, was in the middle of the third answer. All of a sudden, they start shouting to get everybody out of the room. What is the White House Press Association going to do? Well, I'll tell you about that coming up right after the break. You're watching The Steve Gruber Show. Again, to find out more, go to stevegruber.com. You can hear that entire interview with former President Donald Trump as well in its entirety. Go to the podcast at stevegruber.com. I'll be right back.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I don't know how to talk like a parent. Don't make me come back there. You see what I mean? It's pretty awful. Try it again. Don't make me come back there. Now that's pretty good. That one kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.